It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I learned a lot of things from my garden. Not all connected with flowers either, but some things very closely related to life itself. It first began years and years ago. That little garden was built on the toughest yellow clay the state of Michigan could produce. And for 9 years I battled it. Used to hope for the day would come when I'd have just plain black loam. Then the second garden was yellow clay, and I had the battle all over again, go through it. Used to go into it and say, Mother, just one dream and one wish, I'll have black loam. And finally, after 9 more years, we got the black loam garden. And then I couldn't raise any roses. And I wondered why, and I sent out to Monroe for a nursery friend of mine. And he took one look at failing rose beds and said, Shucks, Eddie, you want roses, what you've got to have is yellow clay. All the time I'd been hating the thing that had been giving me the blossoms. It was difficult to work with. It was stubborn yellow clay. So we dug it from the garden and we threw it all away and we bought a load of black soil, very rich and very black, which with scarcely any effort would with roses pass back. Yellow clay is dull to work with and it bakes beneath the sun and the man who has to fight it knows his work is never done. So we threw it in the alley. For impatient folks are we, and we wanted flowers in summer without such a costly fee. But our roses failed to flourish, and we saw them pine and die. And we called upon a gardener who knew to tell us why. He looked the bushes over in his wise and kindly way and said, If you want roses, what you need is yellow clay. In our ignorance, we'd fancied only richer soils were good. That the yellow clay held virtues, we had never understood. It had seemed so dull and heavy that we found to our dismay we had had the stuff for roses, but had thrown it all away.
June's the time for roses. June's the time for love. June's the time for laughter when the sunshine gleams above. Soon will come September, life will be so gray, so live each golden moment before it fades away. For June's the time for wonderful roses, the time for love.
I told these Land O'Lakes boys they needn't bother writing out things for me to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, at this point in the program. Save your adjectives for something else that may need them, I said. I'll just talk to the folks out there offhand, or ad lib, as you call it. I think I can describe 100,000 farmers banded together to make Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter, so they'll not only hear about, but actually see that sort of an organization. Every morning, 100,000 farmers Take to one of 500 conveniently located creameries their sweet cream to be churned while it is still sweet. And every one of those 100,000 farmers is personally interested in Land O'Lakes' success. It's his pride that the Land O'Lakes package is a symbol for the best. I just don't know how to say this to you. But I would think if a friend of mine in trouble went somewhere else for aid, sympathy, or both myself and the home were failures. I think that's what the home is established for, as a meeting place for friendships. And one day I tried to do what I call a bit for a friendly hearth. We would not have you go elsewhere when heart and mind and body tire beneath life's load of grief and care to seek a friendlier fire. Tap at our door. A welcome waits as warm as are the logs aglow. The buffetings of all the fates we understand and know. Come here, for you a chair is kept. Unburden here your troubled mind. Perhaps, for all the tears you've wept, some comfort we can find. Come from the sunshine or the storm. Come whether skies be gray or blue, this hearth with sympathy is warm. Our hearts have room for you.
The way is long, the night is dark, but I don't mind, 'cause a happy lark will be singing at the end of the road. I can't go wrong, I must go right. I'll find my way, 'cause a guiding light will be shining at the end of the road. There may be thorns in my path, but I'll wear a smile, 'cause in a little while my path will be roses. The rain may fall from up above, but I won't stop, 'cause the one I love will be waiting at the end of the road.
I think it's a generally accepted fact that there just isn't any finer tasting butter than Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Churned only from fresh sweet cream, it adds the final flavor touch to all your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yes, I think most women realize that. But ladies, think back now. Aren't there some of you who sort of have the idea that any old butter will do for cooking? Who doesn't would probably be a more accurate question. But the next time you're planning a special cake or pie, if you use Land O'Lakes butter, you'll quickly discover that sweet cream butter adds an extra flavor goodness to your cakes and pies and puddings, just as it does to breakfast toast or bread. Yes, ma'am, if you want to turn out a really perfect cake, then Land O'Lakes butter should be one of the ingredients. Try it next time, and of course serve it at your table. Use it in all your cooking and baking. Once you do, you'll never want to use any other butter. Next time, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package.
Slumber, my darling, wander away into the land of the Sandman. And dreams. nestling so closely, head on my breast. All of your prayers have been answered, it seems. Now when I hold you, enfold you, thoughts come to guide me through dark clouds to where skies are blue. So snuggle, my lovely, kiss me and then quietly slumber, my darling, sweet dream.
Eddie Howard, and you too, Jim Dickett, out there in the control room. I want you boys to know that I shall always remember with pride that I was among the very first to hear that beautiful new song. And how gorgeously it fits the thing I want to do, because as a father, I was never a singer of lullabies, but I thought the happiest job that I ever had was always before I went to bed myself to slip into their rooms and straighten them out and fix the covers around them properly. I like to tiptoe around her when she's lying fast asleep and straighten out the covers where she's kicked them in a heap. And when I find her sprawling kitty corner on the bed, I think it fun to set her right, that lovely sleepy head. Oh, whether late or early I'm retiring for the night, I slip into her bedroom just to see that she's all right. I stand and gaze upon her, and I chuckle when I see her feet are on the pillow where her little head should be. She's grown so very lively that she can't stay still at all. The moment that she drops asleep, she starts right into crawl. And sometimes, like a woolly dog, as comfy as you please, I found her lost in dreamland with her head between her knees. Oh, I have tasks that weary me and tasks that I detest. The mother's always calling me to work when I would rest. But straightening out a little girl who's sleeping wrong end to, I'd call the happiest task on earth a father has to do.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, for extra freshness, extra flavor, buy Land O'Lakes, the world's largest selling sweet cream butter. Your grocer has it for you. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
four very short lines about one of the differences between what is best and what is just ordinary. Merit is that enduring stuff which mortals praise. It beats the thing called good enough 1,000 ways.